Several legislators who have returned to Harare from hiding places in Zimbabwe and in neighboring countries say the mood in the country is tense. They say they dare not go to their homes for fear of being arrested. About 20 winning NDC legislators have been arrested since the elections in March. One legislator from the eastern Manicaland province, who spent 3 weeks in detention recently and asked not to be identified, said members of the ZANU-PF militia are asking for money from people who fled during post-election violence and now want to return home. He said those that have returned home have found their assets, such as food and livestock, were taken after the elections. A parliament member from the Mashonaland East Province, a ZANU-PF stronghold where many voted for the first time for the NDC, said militias still control people's movements in and out of villages. An NDC legislator in Mutare, Pishai Muchuaraya, said his officials are searching for many people listed as missing. 38-year-old NDC branch chairman Ruben Mutewe from Manicaland province, who was abducted from his home June 30th, was found in the mortuary at the Mutare General Hospital last Friday. Muchuaraya says they have still not found the body of activist Emmanuel Nyepafungwe, who he says was allegedly murdered June 20th in Manicaland province. Meanwhile, farm invasions continue, particularly in the Manicaland province, where 6 white families and their workers were forced to abandon their homes last week. The agreement signed by ZANU-PF and NDC says the violence is to be discussed during their talks in South Africa. Another point for negotiations is the resumption of humanitarian aid, banned June 4th by one of ZANU-PF's 2 negotiators, Welfare Minister Nicholas Gotche. The government has started to sell food aid to those in need at bargain prices, but the Combined Harare Residents Association said only ZANU-PF members are being given access. The association said many Harare residents are at the point of starvation. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.